Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. He rewrites it in the style of a great classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who tries to guess two things about that Piano Puzzler: the name of the hidden tune and the name of the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Casey LeWong is from Wichita Falls, Texas. Casey, glad to have you.
Glad to be here.
Welcome. And by the way, happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Fred. That's very nice. Is this a piano puzzler?
Not really.
No. Okay. I was like, are you serious?
This is your bonus birthday puzzler. If I had to guess, I'd probably say happy birthday in the style of Claude Debussy, maybe?
Oui.
Well, that was just a warm-up to the real piano puzzler, which is coming here in just a moment. Casey, what's your musical background?
Well, I started playing classical piano when I was about 10 years old, and I sang in lots of choirs and participated in as many musical activities as I could. And then I went off to college, and I ended up taking up an internship in Vietnam, worked at an orphanage shelter for girls, and ended up teaching piano there. At that point, I kind of realized that music was just going to follow me wherever I go, or I'll follow it. Currently, I am teaching music right now and pursuing performance on the side.
Oh, good for you. Well, a little musical collision is on the way here in this piano puzzler. Two things coming together. Bruce is going to have a familiar tune in this piano puzzler, but he's rewritten it in the style of a great composer. Your job, of course, to name the tune and the composer, if you can, whose style Bruce is imitating. And if you get stuck, Casey, I don't know what's coming either, so we can brainstorm on this together.
Okay, great.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. Interesting.
It's a tricky one.
That is tricky.
Casey, what do you think?
The melody line and the treble, it's very prominent. I can hear it. That dun 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 dun. That sound, oh, it sounds so familiar. Is this a show tune of any sort?
Yes, yes it is.
It is?
It's actually from a show that ran longer than any other show in history in America.
Oh, wow.
But it was never on Broadway. Too tiny.
Huh.
Never on Broadway, but the longest show.
And they named a street after it in New York. Well, maybe I should start it again.
Okay.
I know it's tricky that it's not a composer I play a lot of on the piano puzzlers.
Okay.
So you have to reach slightly outside the normal piano puzzler world.
Okay.
Yeah, the composer, it does sound quite different.
Yeah.
Yes, I'd like to hear it again, please.
Here we go.
It sounds beautiful, and I just wish I could place it. Oh,
is the show that the tune is from,
yes.
Is the tune from The Fantastics.
It is, and it's...
The Fantastics! We just had a local theater perform that show as well here.
Did you go?
I actually did not go. I know some of the
bad.
Reference cards I didn't get to go. Yes, if I had gone, I would have gotten. And I did know that that was the longest running show.
Oh.
I had that a conversation with a friend. Oh, wow. Okay, so who is the composer? I must give in. I have to know.
Was his name Francis Poulenc?
Oui.
Francis
Poulenc.
Yeah. So what makes this puzzler in the style of Francis Poulenc?
It's very restless, but also while it's restless harmonically, it's kind of charming because it's like flirtatious with all the keys. Every chance there is to have a typical cadence in a key, he will do that cadence, but then disappear. That happens a lot here. I've already moved through about six keys.
Yeah, it keeps shifting from one to another.
Yeah, whereas the tune... is really all in one key. So it's kind of disorienting to hear all these rapid key changes. And the funny thing about Poulenc that I've always found intriguing is these rapid key changes, but it doesn't feel unstable. Or it's almost as if he's not doing that because they're all sort of, as I say, flirtations. They're not full modulations.
Hmm.
So
in the style of Francis Poulenc, but we still haven't named the song.
That's right.
No, we haven't named the song. Is it...
So the song, if I'm remembering correctly...
is?
Try to Remember.
That is it.
Is it?
Yes.
That's the name of the song.
Oh...
Try to remember.
The kind of September when grass was green and grain was yellow.
So try to remember in the style of Francis Poulenc.
Wow. Well, I sure did learn a lot.
That's great.
How do you hear our piano puzzlers?
I listen to the KCCU station based in Lawton.
Casey Luong, so nice to have you playing our piano puzzler this week. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Fred. And thank you, Bruce.
Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.